Thanks so much for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible during this Advent season. We're looking at Luke chapter 1, verses 53 through 55, taking some time to look at Mary's song of praise called the Magnificat. Mary said, "He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his offspring forever." The realization that she would bring the Son of God into the world was more than Mary could contain. When she saw Elizabeth's pregnancy, which confirmed the angel's promise, Mary proclaimed her joy and praise in song. She, a virgin, was going to have a baby, the Son of God. She affirmed that her satisfaction was in God alone. Mary confessed in this passage that food, even abundant and extravagant food that the rich can afford, left her empty and longing for more. But God fills those who are hungry with good things, things that bring lasting satisfaction. Jesus would later say in his Sermon on the Mount, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied." Mary's song previews this beatitude. As Jesus grew in wisdom and stature, perhaps this was one of the truths he learned from his mother. She concluded her prayer with a reminder that God had not forgotten his people. His promise to the nation of Israel, the ancestors, was about to be fulfilled. The Messiah, the long-awaited Messiah, the anointed one from God, was on his way. Lord, your word is always true. Your promises can be trusted. Thank you for being worthy of my trust. In Jesus' name, I thank you. Amen. Hey, parents, as Jesus grew in wisdom and stature, Mary and Joseph had tremendous influence on him. Of course they would. Teaching our children scripture through our words and actions is a heavy responsibility. So what do you do to prepare your heart for this awesome assignment of teaching your children God's word? What do you do to prepare your heart? If you'd share that with us at prayer@ronmoore.org, we'd love to share it with others so that together we can teach our children the word of God.